This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. In response to Pastor Brunson's detainment, the U.S. begins sanctions.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
At the president's direction, the Department of Treasury is sanctioning Turkey's Minister of Justice and Minister of Interior, both of whom played leading roles in the arrest and detention of Pastor Brunson.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
How far are we willing to go here?
Well, in the NDAA that just passed and is on the president's desk right now, there actually includes a study to be able to say, let's pull the F-35 out of Turkey and not allow Turkey to be able to take delivery of the F-35, not be able to do maintenance on the F-35 for NATO. And there's a study to say, what if we do that? And that's the next step.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, you talk about high-stakes diplomacy. You're seeing it lived out in real time here in Washington, D.C., but also in Ankara. And the issue, of course, is Pastor Andrew Brunson. Why are we coming back to you this with news? Well, we told you we're going to come to you when there's something development. Last week, it was he was returned to house arrest, which we thought was a good step. And then there was a couple of steps that the Turks took that we were not comfortable with. There's a possibility that there's going to be meetings tomorrow in Singapore regarding the United States high diplomatic levels and the Turkish diplomatic levels at the highest levels, and that would include discussions on Pastor Brunson. Why? Because as the Wall Street Journal pointed out, Turkey's president, Recep Erdogan, has become increasingly unreliable. We've said that on this broadcast many times. Unreliable as an ally, unreliable on the shifts that he's made within Turkey and how Turkey's perceived. He has not really suffered serious consequences for his actions, including his actions in detaining Americans and embassy employees of the U.S. Embassy and American pastor Andrew Brunson. That action is now, or that reaction from the United States is now upped, and I think it was appropriate. And we have a statement from the United States Department of the Treasury, the Office of Public Affairs, that came out, as you know, yesterday, and it said this: the United States Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Asset Control, that's OFAC, took action today targeting Turkey's Minister of Justice and Minister of Interior, both of whom played leading roles in the organizations responsible for the arrest and detention of Pastor Andrew Brunson. These officials serve as leaders of Turkish government organizations responsible for implementing Turkey's serious human rights abuses and are being targeted pursuant to Executive Order 13818, blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. And that is part of the Treasury's Global Magnitsky Act. The State Department and the Secretary of State, and now the Treasury Department, says Pastor Brunson's unjust detention continued prosecution by Turkish officials is simply unacceptable. President Trump has made it abundantly clear that the United States expects Turkey to release him immediately. I had the privilege to meet with the president yesterday on Pastor Brunson. I will tell you this, that the White House, specifically the President of the United States, is fully engaged, as is Secretary Pompeo, as is the Vice President. And this is serious stuff, folks. They want this pastor, as we do, returned to the United States. They want the other Americans being held released. They want the Turkish citizens who are employees of the American embassy released from these unjust charges, and that's what they are. So I will tell you that the diplomatic efforts are going on at the highest levels, but it's a two-way street, and Turkey needs to reciprocate. And reciprocating was not just simply letting him return to his home. I think that was a good first step. It was a good confidence-building measure. But we need to see Andrew Brunson return, Jordan, to the United States.
Well, and I think, though, as the Wall Street Journal said, and we said it, it was eight days ago that Pastor Brunson was let be able to go home. And a house arrest, though. I mean, he's still under detention. And then 2 days later, so 6 days ago, President Trump tweeted about the sanctions. So did Vice President Pence, made the statement. And as the Wall Street Journal said, if Mr. Erdogan thought the U.S. president didn't mean what he tweeted, he now knows better. And that, just to point out, the Turkish lira dropped another 2% total of this year, 25%. So that's their currency. In the world has dropped 2% because of this move, just on two basically cabinet officials in Turkey. So we'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to take your phone calls. Questions on what this means for Pastor Brunson, what these individual sanctions do to these two officials, what those mean as well. 1-800-684-3110.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back. Well, it's official. The Treasury sanctioned two Turkish officials with leading roles in the unjust detention of U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson. That came from the United States Department of the Treasury, obviously the president authorizing that. There's serious concern about good faith or lack of good faith in negotiations. Look, I'm still going to be hopeful that they're going to have this meeting on Friday, that the meeting will be successful in Singapore, and that we'll see his release. Having said that, I will tell you that the ante's been upped here. It had to be because of the nature of the situation, and you can't ignore that. Diplomatically, the fact of the matter is this is what happens in these kind of bilateral negotiations, but there's also activity going here in Washington, D.C., Than, including what's sitting on the president's desk, literally, as you and I are in the studio.
Yeah, the legislative efforts, Jay, that we've been engaged with have always been with the aim of strengthening the hand of the chief negotiator, the president of the United States. The National Defense Authorization Act, which we've talked about on this broadcast many times, is now sitting on the president's desk, and he has indicated he is going to sign it in the next few days. It has language in there in Section 1278 that specifically references Andrew Brunson. And then, Jay, in Section 1282, delays the delivery of those F-35 jets for a period of 90 days because of that violation and other violations. So again, that alone won't bring Pastor Brunson home, but it bolsters the hand of the President of the United States, who has taken the sanction action that he promised. And Jay, it's really up to President Erdogan now. How far does that volume have to be turned up before Pastor Brunson's finally home?
Well, I think, look, I mean, that's the question that we're all asking. We're taking your calls, your thoughts on this. This could get very tense. It is very tense, actually. Let's be realistic here. Yeah. These are high-stake negotiations. There are risks involved. But you get to points in these negotiations when you're doing bilateral or trilateral negotiations on a geopolitical basis where there are risks you have to calculate because you're not getting the result that you need to get. And we've got Americans being held captive by a NATO ally. We've said that 1,000 times on this program, but let's say it again. It's a NATO ally that's doing this. We need to get this matter resolved. It's very serious. And Andrew Brunson is basically what the president said is right. And when I talked to the president yesterday, we talked about this. He's basically a political hostage. You call it whatever you want, prisoner. You could call him, you know, a suspect under the Turkish rule of Christianization. But at the end of the day, he's a hostage. And that's what this is. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110.
Andrew's calling him from Florida, online too. Andrew, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Andrew, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Hi, thank you very much. You know, I got to tell you, sure. I love all the work that you and the ACLJ do. Thank you very much from all of us. I have been waiting to ask this question for some time, but because of the sensitivity of the situation, it was improper.
Right.
The F-35s, which Than actually just answered the question for me, that's going to be suspended for 90 days. But in the grand scheme of things, how can we even consider giving them our highest technology in the air? air superiority, how can we even consider giving them that, even after 90 days now at this point? How can we consider doing this?
Well, look, you got it's a very complex situation. Number one, Turkey is an ally and under NATO, and so that's why you normally have that. Number two, we have a large base, Incirlik Air Base, which is our largest platform base in the Middle East, so it plays a strategic role for the United States. So you've got both the ally component, you have the NATO reliance, our own military reliance. Then let me complicate it further. You have to understand from a military perspective, the military Department of Defense does not want to lose access to these bases. That's a big deal. So that's the negotiating thing here. And we've got an American pastor that's detained, and we've got a president of the United States that is committed to getting his release. But there's a lot of factors you have to weigh into this. So part of what has to happen here is face-saving measures. That is what does happen in diplomatic situations. So if you've got sanctions being imposed, what's the reaction? What is the counter move? And then you figure out how do the Turks come out okay on this as well? Well, one way is if they relieve this tension, the F-35s go to them. Is that a bad thing for the United States? No. Now, it's a bad thing for the United States if they're getting the Su-400 at the same time. That creates a little problem. You have Russian anti-aircraft technology, and at the same time, they've got U.S. aircraft. That, Jordan, would present quite a conflict. So there's many. That's why I'm saying this is more complex than people realize.
I mean, when the National Defense Authorization Act came out, it was Pastor Brunson plus the S-400 Russian missile defense system. And it goes so far as this, I think, to explain that NATO alliance. Usually under the NATO alliance, one, you would share the jet technology, fighter jet technology, and you would make the sales to a NATO ally because you'd want to be on kind of the same equipment. And that's what keeps the superiority of NATO versus with uniting versus the rest of the world, is that you've got air superiority and defense superiority as well, so offensive and defensive. That being said, the National Defense Authorization Act goes one step further than just the jets. It's even the repair. So it's even the ability for Turkey to know how to so if you're at that Air Force base in Turkey that we share with the Turkish military, we're saying so far as to say we're not even going to let you know how to repair ours. So when we're there and we've got F-35s there from the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Military, that no one Turkish or and part of that alliance in NATO will even know how to repair the jet, because they don't, because, and that does not go to Pastor Brunson. That goes to the S-400 Russian missile defense system that you brought. So there are a lot of issues with Turkey. And I think when you see a newspaper like the Wall Street Journal come out with an editorial that says this is the right step, and this is basically, you know, their economic focus more than they would be human rights focus. That's their focus at Wall Street Journal. Even they are saying, you know, you've got to take these steps because you can't let a NATO ally take American hostages. It's just not, it's not a step you can take. So you've got to take actions. And I would say it sends a whole message to the world, too. It's not just to Turkey.
Sure.
It says, you know, when you stand up to take these stands against the United States, we will take steps that could cripple you. Cripple you completely. So strong men don't survive when the economies fall. You don't want to end up like Muammar Gaddafi and some of these others that have happened. And Turkey was pretty close to that a couple times under the Erdogan government. Remember that people have taken to the streets against him too.
So it's interesting. We got a comment coming in on Facebook. Actually, Periscope. John on Periscope writes, I want to point out that the F-35s we sell them are stripped of sensitive technology we own, not the full version that we use. These are very sophisticated aircraft they get their hands on, Than. You've been following this in the appropriations bill.
Trust me, President Erdogan is desperate to get the version of the F-35 that they're wanting to get. And Jay, I would just echo something that Jordan said. The United States really does want to provide these F-35s to them. I mean, this is an alliance that the United States needs. Now, we don't need it as much as Turkey does, but we do want the alliance. But Jay, let's tie these two things together. That's why you try the targeted sanctions first. It sends the message to President Erdogan that the F-35, the sanctions for the S-400s, all of those other efforts, those leverage points, are on the table, but we're going to start with the most targeted one first.
Yep.
And Jay, the National Defense Authorization Act that we've been talking about, it mentions those S-45s and sends, or those, that S-400 sends a direct message reminding them that who already has sanction authority if they go forward with that purchase? The President of the United States.
Absolutely. So we want to take your calls and comments, as we just did. That was a very good comment coming in from John on Periscope. The phone call was great as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Your calls on what you think should be done on the situation involving Turkey and Pastor Brunson and the S-400. MiG-400. That is the Russian-made anti-aircraft device. I mean, it's an ironic thing that they would have our F-35s and Russians' ability to incorporate a weapon system that could take down an F-35. I mean, think about that for a moment. So this is, look, these are high stakes and high calculation moves on behalf of the Turkish government as well. We need to be really clear on that. Here's an interesting question. We keep getting it. What are the charges against Pastor Brunson? That came in from right on Facebook. It's the same charges. They think it's espionage, but they actually call it Christianization. We had the indictment translated into English, and he's charged with Christianization. That is the charge. On the other embassy personnel that are being held and other Americans, it is the same. They'll say it's espionage, working with Fethullah Gulen. This is the rhetoric that comes out of the Turkish authorities here. Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see when the Turkish response, or the prime minister, so kind of in Turkey, that would be the step below Erdogan. And this is, by the way, an individual used to be the foreign minister in Turkey, even when Erdogan was not taking these steps. He used to be more seen as a kind of a moderating figure, but he went all in also on this Erdogan strongman government. So his standing in the world has changed as well. But he said this was a quote, and I love how these countries try to play this. It's a joke. This is, quote, incompatible with the most simple diplomatic courtesy and mutual respect. No, what's incompatible with diplomatic courtesy and mutual respect is arresting people for being Christians who are American citizens who visit Turkey. And by the way, right, Turkey used to promote that. We have been at conferences, Christian broadcasting conferences that Turkey used to go to and promote tourism to. This was, again, a country that used to say, come, see, there's sites of where Jesus came.
And now you have a travel warning. You've got a travel warning in place that says, I mean, and people need to understand what arbitrary detention means. That means they could just pick you up off the street and put you in jail, which is exactly, by the way, to happen to Andrew Brunson, who, by the way, when the coup took place in Turkey, was actually still in North Carolina. We're going to take calls on this. Here's what I want to hear from you. This is a very critical week for this pastor and his family, and this is a very critical week for the United States. I want to know what you're thinking, what your thoughts are, your prayers are, what you think should be done. We're going to send you our book, Burning Bridges, signed copy. That's about Turkey. We'll send you a signed copy of that. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It's a lot at stake here, including Iran. An Iran-Turkey connection we're going to get into in the second half hour of the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 for your calls and comments. And like I said, we'll send you our book, Burning Bridges, as our gift to you. Go ahead and get those calls in. And also, we're taking calls and comments, our comments also on Periscope and Facebook. A lot of those coming in as well. So we'll get to those right after the break.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Come back. Here we go. Taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, a lot of comments coming in also on Facebook and Twitter. This is a nice Diane saying she's continuing to pray for Pastor Brunson's safe return. Joyce, Turkey may be an ally, but they sure don't act like it. Jordan, they sure don't these days. Having said that, let me say this. A good solution here would be a return of normalization of relations between the United States and Turkey. I see some people on the Facebook feed are saying, let's get pulled Turkey out of NATO. That is not a good thing. I want to be clear on that. That would not be good for the United States. That would not be good for the region. That would not be good for Turkey.
It's the only majority Muslim country that's been part of an alliance like this with basically the rest of the country or Western world. And as NATO expanded some into, you know, Central Europe, but you've got basically a Western, predominantly Judeo-Christian world, and Turkey, who was willing to, as a country, it's always been about 95-96% or more Muslim, but has been willing to stand with the Western world. And not just economically, not even like a Saudi Arabia who will partner with us on defense programs. I'm talking with mutual defense agreements, you know, with NATO and the ability to have these bases and work together side by side. And there has been a shift in the last few years. Some of these Turkish government officials, by the way, have been on since before Erdogan took these steps and even predate Erdogan coming to power. It used to be, and for the most part, many of them still are probably personally very secular. And listen, it's like a lot of countries in the world. You go to the major cities, and it does not look like a majority Muslim country. I will tell you that. You would not think that, even now, today, if you were in Istanbul or like cities like Izmir, you would see, bars and cafes. You would not see that in places even like Dubai. You would not see that, which have done all this, you know, creation. You would have to go to secret hidden spots to find that at a hotel with very strict rules. Turkey doesn't have that. So it's unique. It's certainly shifted to a more pro-Islam government. At the same time, they're fighting ISIS. And so while they've embraced this Islamic government, it's a more similar, I think, to using religion like Iran.
It's so complicated.
Yeah,
that's what makes it so complicated.
It's probably one of the most complicated countries in the world, even in just internally, what's going on there at a daily basis.
Yep. No, it's very, look, folks, this is not a simple, this is not they're the Iranians, we're the United States, give us our guy back. We have an ongoing, a strong and healthy relationship between the United States and Turkey should be the goal for these meetings Friday. How do you get there? You release Pastor Brunson, and then you could figure out what you're going to do with sanctions at that point, and you work on bilateral relations improving. A weakened relation between the United States and Turkey is not good for Turkey, especially not good for Turkey. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
All right, right back to the phones we go. Ray in California, online three. Ray, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Ray.
Thank you very much. Just know that all of you people are in our thoughts and prayers out here.
Thanks.
And I've got a couple of quick thoughts.
All right.
It seems like history, our history, has us making deals with future monsters who then we have to deal with. I don't know why we don't learn from this and why we would feed a country that's acting like this because of a military base. Wouldn't it seem like we could, like, move the military base to, the land in Israel or something and still be in that region but be with a genuine person?
No. I mean, this is the complication. I mean, landing in Israel, a base in Israel, doesn't do they're not a NATO ally, number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a big ally in the United States and maybe our closest ally. But you have to understand something. That's why I'm telling you this. That's why we're doing this broadcast. Say, this is multidimensional and complicated. We want a healthy relationship between the United States and Turkey. A weakened NATO alliance is not good, and a NATO alliance that has a Turkish government that's opposed to the United States is not good long-term for either country. So it's not just simple. You pick up your base and you move it someplace else. It's not that simple.
No.
It's they were the bridge to the West. And that part of the negotiation that's going on right now includes that. So it's a good question, Ray. I'm not saying it's not a good question, but it's not that. It's not a simple solution.
You know, Ray, what Ray really needs to hear here, Jay, is that the national security interest for the United States is extremely real. Now, what we're not saying is that it has to be adhered to no matter what the cost. That's exactly what the President of the United States has said. We're not going to go immediately to the national security components. What are we going to do? We're going to do targeted sanctions to the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Interior, two very high-level officials, Jay. This is not insignificant, but they're not security-based. They will make these high-level officials feel very uncomfortable. They'll feel a financial squeeze. We don't want to have to get to the national security components if we don't have to, because that is in the interest of the United States. What he has not said, Jay, is that it's off the table. Of course, President Erdogan has to come towards the United States to get that future national security cooperation.
This is a complex situation, and I will tell you very clearly here that we need to pray for a resolution, and we need to work for a resolution, and that's what we're doing. All right, we're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Joseph on Facebook asks, what happens if Turkey does not release Pastor Brunson? I'll tell you something. My view is, Jordan, that this is going to be a huge continued setback to the relations between the United States and Turkey. It is reached when you've got the presidents, the leaders of your country that know the individual by name and know the family by speaking to them, when you have the United States Congress passing legislation that includes the name of the captive, the hostage, so to speak, in legislation, when you have the Secretary of State and the Vice President reaching out aggressively on this, and you have bipartisan support within the House and Senate on this, Republicans and Democrats. What happens if Turkey does not release Pastor Brunson? I don't think it's good for Turkey, I'll tell you that.
No, I think it's one step away from the U.S., basically. I mean, I think this is how it would work if you took the next step in sanctions on the entire country, to say it would be a threat to the entire government there. I mean, it could fall because of a step like that. That's how bad economically they are right now. But as we were pointing out, we don't necessarily want that because of the military relationship. You'd rather kind of change the Erdogan government, push them a little bit. I mean, you're not going to totally change a strong man, but at the same time, push them away from at least step one, detaining our own people or people who work with the United States, like at our embassy. And then you can, I think, work on other human rights issues there. As is mentioned, by the way, because President Trump's been criticized for this by the Washington Post, but as the Treasury Department mentioned, because there's other serious human rights abuses that these Minister of Justice has overseen on their own people and the Minister of Interior inside Turkey. I would, though, point out to people, because we got the call about like moving the base, pull up a Google map. Just pull it up, see where Turkey, you can pull up the base, but even just see where Turkey is and look at the countries you can get to without having to fly over anywhere else. You don't have to fly over Saudi Arabia. You don't have
Let's
to fly over Syria. You can go right into Syria. You can go right into Tehran in minutes. In minutes. So what does that do? It puts pressure on those countries all the time. The real enemies of the United States, the real threats to the United States, have this constant pressure to know we don't have to go from Israel flying over Jordan to Saudi Arabia and get those agreements to take action whenever we want. We can go right from a military base in Turkey, and we're next door to you in Syria, and we're next door to you, we are literally next door to you in Iran, in minutes. You can't.
All right, here's what we're doing.
Change that.
Yeah, we're gonna take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. We're also gonna be joined by Professor Harry Hutchinson, talk about some of the economic impact this is having on Turkey. That's all part of this discussion. Again, a lot more ahead. If you don't get the full broadcast, just go over to ACLJ.org or Facebook and Periscope. We're going right there. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we encourage you to do it now.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
At the president's direction, the Department of Treasury is sanctioning Turkey's Minister of Justice and Minister of Interior, both of whom played leading roles in the arrest and detention of Pastor Brunson.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Anna on Periscope just put in, Pastor Brunson's a hostage, not a criminal. President of the United States called him a hostage. I was had the privilege, again, of being with the president last night talking about this, and the president's committed to his release. But I will tell you this. I mean, the president said it. It's tough negotiations. We got to be tough in our negotiations. We got to protect our military assets at the same time. There's a lot that's is much more complicated than just, here's our guy, give him. Now, is he being held as a hostage? My view is yes. Can we work through this? Yes. Is the Wall Street Journal, or the Wall Street Journal editorial board, is the editorial board calling him a hostage? The answer then is yes. Yeah. So this is now the term, because that's what he is.
Well, look, they closed their editorial with a more serious breach would damage U.S. interests in the region, but failing to respond to hostage taking would damage them too. Jay, that's the benefit of presidential leadership. Not only the administration, but also the press and the editorial board, and frankly, the rest of the world now views him as a hostage as well, and because that's what he is.
Jordan, I don't think there's any question. I don't think anybody can argue that he's not a hostage. Having said that, we want to get a diplomatic solution to this really quickly. Soon would be better.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you want, obviously, in the case of Pastor Brunson, I think it needs to be an issue that's no longer one of conflict between the U.S. and Turkey. Because you know what's next is the S-400 issue. I mean, and that's the—I think, again, you individuals that are in the way of those next-level discussions over, you know, are you going to install a Russian defense program and get an F-35— but you're not going to get to that when you're arbitrarily detaining. And now you've got the world, basically, and you've got economic newspapers like the Wall Street Journal, where they're focused more on economics than they would be usually human rights, and they would look at those pictures. You've got Steve Mnuchin, who is the Treasury Secretary, who was a top-level executive at Goldman Sachs. These are people who are known around the world. So you've got the President of the United States, the Vice President, the Secretary of State, and now some of the people who were the top financial industry people in the U.S. Who are now in the cabinet, also weighing in on an imprisoned pastor. I mean, let me just remind everybody this, too, I think just in the broader sense. Let's remember what it took under the last administration to get anything when an American was imprisoned abroad in an enemy country. And here's, I think, the difference. The Obama administration's approach was, if we're going to do anything, we have to give, give, give. I think the Trump administration approach is, we're not going to keep giving away taxpayer dollars to you if you're supposed to be our ally and our friend. You're not going to get extra benefits from us, though, and you're not going to and your officials are not going to have free range over their economy. And I guarantee you, if you're the Minister of Justice or the Minister of Interior in Turkey, that high ranking, you've got some interest financially or more in the United States of America.
I'm going to go to Professor Harry Hutchinson, our director of policy, just for a few moments here before we go to the break. Because, Harry, we've talked about the military side. We've talked about the geopolitical side. You've been studying the economic side. You got the lira, the Turkish currency, is way down.
Absolutely. So the Turkish lira has fallen by 20% during this year, and it fell by an additional 2% over the last couple of days, particularly after the United States announced sanctions on Turkey. Turkey faces a massive inflation problem, and it also faces a problem with foreign-denominated bonds. And so as the lira falls, the value of those bonds rises, placing economic pressure on President Erdogan and the Turkish people.
All right, we're going to get more into that part of it too. You need to understand all the facets of this. That's what we do on this broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110 for Facebook and Periscope. We got a special video coming up for you to watch. You're going to want to stay tuned to that. We will take more calls. Comments are pouring in on Facebook and Periscope. We're starting to get a lot of those, which is great. We had a caller yesterday from Hong Kong.
Yeah,
that was pretty great. We'll take more calls, 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that at aclj.org. August, like July, is a matching challenge month. Those are big months for us. Your support there makes a big difference. You helped us meet our goal in July. We'd like to do the same for August. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We get a lot of questions, too. When it comes to usually countries, by the way, who are direct, you'd say enemies of the United States, hostile to the United States. I would remind you, you know, you've got sanctions on Iran, sanctions on countries like North Korea. By the way, that doesn't stop all interaction diplomacy. It didn't stop the Obama administration from striking a deal on a nuclear issue. It didn't stop the Trump administration from sitting down across the table with the leaders of North Korea while sanctions are still imposed. So we do get asked, often, do these sanctions work? And sometimes it takes time. Some countries are more radical, more stubborn, and less their people have, they've never really taken care of their people. I would take Turkey's not necessarily a country like that. So these sanctions do have a serious impact. But we do have this call. I want to kind of start with this call. I think this is a good one. Linda out of Kansas, if you want to talk to us on the air, 1-800-684-3110. You got questions about this. This is a great time to call in at 1-800-684-3110. But I want to go right to Linda because I think this sets up the whole issue on the sanctions and what are the, what do you do next? So Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thanks. Hey, love you guys. Support you guys. Appreciate everything you do. But my question is, if these sanctions don't work, how far can we go before Turkey might retaliate against the U.S. or Pastor Brunson or our other U.S. prisoners that are there?
So I'd say, first, what is retaliation against Pastor Brunson? You know, he's got security right now. Potentially, you know, what could their actions be right now? I think the most extreme in a country that's still a NATO ally would, one, be, you know, there's obviously security concerns all the time. But I think the more pressing would be if they decided to take some action, like, you know, he's not in prison right now. He's under house arrest. Would they reverse that kind of a course? That being said, these are not the full scope of the sanctions, Harry. This is kind of step one, two individuals. It already impacted, though, the entire currency. There's a lot further you can go in imposing economic, which is still, I think, their top concern in Turkey, is more as they've embraced this Islamic ideology that we're not talking about. They're not Iran. They're not ISIS. They're not, you know, they are, while they'll work with countries like Iran more, they consider ISIS an enemy. Not as radical, and economics a major concern, but we have not taken all of the steps yet, even economically.
Absolutely. So there are many more steps available to the United States. So, for instance, we could ramp up economic sanctions on the entire country of Turkey. And Turkey is at a pivotal point right now in terms of its economy, in large part because President Erdogan, who has visions of grandeur, has embarked on a massive expansion in building mosques, building a 28-mile canal, which would link various parts of Istanbul. And he has borrowed huge amounts of foreign-denominated money in order to finance all of this. In addition, we should keep in mind that U.S. sanctions on Iran are beginning to bite. Why is that important in terms of Turkey? Because Turkey and Iran have a bilateral trade relationship. And so there are many more steps in this process that the United States can embark upon in order to place economic pressure on Turkey and the Turkish government. And so right now, many investors are beginning to pull money out of Turkey. Why? Because the Turkish lira and Turkish bonds are approaching junk bond status. And so I think President Erdogan needs to be very, very careful in placing additional constraints on Pastor Brunson, holding an American hostage for being a Christian. He needs to be careful because the United States has many more arrows in its sanctions quiver.
I want to go right back to phones, 1-800-684-3110. A couple lines open, a lot of questions coming in on, again, what does this mean? This is a different, you know, we go back to this specifically. We go to the news of Pastor Brunson when there is something you need to know. And remember, in just the last 8 days, so it's just been 8 days where Pastor Brunson was taken out very dramatically. You can see the image of that. They're kind of in the news everywhere today. And in the major publications in the United States and around the world, when he was taken out of prison and allowed to go home and be under a home containment, house arrest basically is what we would call it in the United States. That was only 8 days ago. I know it may have felt longer on this radio broadcast. We talked about, we've gone to other issues as well. 2 days after that, the President of the United States, President Trump, and Vice President Pence said, not enough. It was a message echoed by Secretary of State Pompeo, not enough. And if you don't take the next step, which is letting him return home to the United States of America, we will impose sanctions. And Than, I'm not sure yet what it will take for these countries to learn their lesson. You know, whether it's been the tariff issue and people thought, is that a bluff? No. Whether it's been, you know, renegotiating NAFTA, taking it right to our neighbors there in Canada, in Mexico on major issues economically as well that impact them. And now a Turkey who I think probably, again, they didn't think that the Trump administration would go there. But if you listen to what Secretary of State Pompeo said, I just want to go to this extent because we're the United States of America and this is supposed to be our ally. We have had, as he said, quote, the Turkish government has refused to release Pastor Brunson after numerous conversations, between President Trump and President Erdogan. So direct conversations stand with the two leaders of the countries, and one of those leaders, President Trump, literally the most powerful leader in the world and the leader of the free world and really the leader in NATO because of the amount that we supply there. You had numerous conversations with the foreign minister. You've had, and then at this point, President Trump has concluded the sanctions are the appropriate action, but it's the targeted sanction at this point. But we have that's the kind of engagement there has been, Than, on Pastor Brunson specifically. And I do want to remind people, when we've had these cases in the past under different administrations, specifically in the last administration, the Obama administration, it would take this long, honestly, years to even get them to engage at all. And they would never take steps like this, and they would never get involved like this.
Jordan, I think that recent history with the way the United States has interacted with the rest of the world probably leads the rest of the world, including President Erdogan, to believe maybe that these were empty threats issued by the United States. But look, I don't think there's any doubt that that is not the case any longer. President Trump threatened these sanctions. He has now initiated the first phase of this. And just a couple of points on this, Jordan. I mean, just on the economic side of it, if that much impact was occurred by sanctions denying two officials access to U.S. markets, just imagine what would happen if every Turkish business was denied access to the U.S. markets. It would be catastrophic on their economy. But look, that's just only on the economic side. There is a bill pending in both chambers of the Congress right now that would deny Turkey access to international lending. And then, Jordan, that's to say nothing of the diplomatic side. What if the United States denied Turkish officials the ability to enter the United States? And then there's the security side. We know the president's about ready to sign a bill that will delay the delivery of F-35 jets to Turkey for 90 days. Jordan, as you know, that same legislation references a number of other pieces of U.S. weaponry that the United States is going to reevaluate as well. So look, this is a very real situation for Turkey. They better understand it. And I would just give you one final illustration. If anyone has any doubt that this has permeated every level of the United States government, I was down at the State Department yesterday on a totally unrelated matter. They brought up Pastor Brunson to me when they saw me. This has permeated, I would say, just about every office at the State Department. Is it a priority for them? And President Erdogan, Jordan, he better realize that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think this is a question we can answer quickly from Jeanette in Arkansas on line 4. Jeanette, welcome to the broadcast. We have a couple lines open. We're going into our next segment soon, and we're going to go through all the calls, all the questions that have come in through Facebook and Periscope. That's what we do in that last segment of the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. Call now, so we've got time to get your call ready to take it live on the air. But Jeanette, you're on the air with us now. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for everything you do. We really enjoy your show, and we listen to it every day.
Thank you.
My question is, what good is it going to do, and what effect is it going to have just to sanction two people? I mean, you know,
so it's already, imagine this. When these threats, just the idea that 6 days ago when President Trump said that he would potentially sanction Turkey if Pastor Brunson was not released and returned to the United States of America, their currency dropped to the lowest it's ever been in history. Ever. It's the weakest it's ever been. And then, Harry, in just the last 24 hours, I mean, not even 24 hours, right after the announcement, it dropped another 2%. So it's just...
Absolutely. And that's a massive move in terms of currency markets. So it's very, very important that the United States sanctions are taking effect immediately.
And it's a country where these kind of sanctions are having direct impacts. They're not used to weathering that kind of issue because they have been a NATO ally. They're not a Russia. They're not in a... next step, Iran or North Korea, that's used to kind of dealing with sanctions issues. Because they've been in NATO, they've been kind of immune to that and no longer. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
All right, on this segment of the broadcast, we're answering questions, and we try to get to every call that we've got. If you want to get a call in right now, you got to call in right now, 1-800-684-3110, so we have time to get you through the system so that we can take your call before we're finished today. I think you're all updated on what we're talking about. U.S. has issued sanctions on two top Turkish officials to basically, it would relate to cabinet-level positions. So if you were sanctioning the, what's it kind of like attorney general in Turkey, and it, you know, it's a kind of a foreign minister level, secretary of state level official in Turkey as well. I mean, so you're talking about serious, powerful individuals who have immediately. We've gotten questions about this too. When do these sanctions go into effect? The moment they're announced by the Treasury Department, their assets are frozen. They're not allowed to, you know, to send the money around. If you want to get talk to us, it's 1-800-684-3110. Let's start off with a phone call, kind of set this discussion up for people. Terry in Maryland on line two. Terry, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And thanks, again, so appreciative of everything that you do, especially your defense of,
Pastor Brunson?
Pastor Brunson, but yeah, I'm Israel, because I'm a Christian Jew, you know, Jewish through and through, but raised Christian my whole life, so I feel they're my heart, you know?
Yep.
As far as Erdogan goes, I don't understand why he's being so stubborn, because he can't win this battle in the long run. He can't win this battle. It's just going to make his country worse and worse and worse, and they're already...
Yep.
You know, are having, you know, financial issues, and so why the stubbornness? Why
you
not?
Know, we don't highlight it, Terry, but I will tell you this: inside Turkey, domestically, they have made Pastor Brunson out to be like the biggest threat to Turkey and their government and the people of any acting individual that's inside the entire country. I mean, I'm not kidding you; it's every single day in every newspaper in Turkey for the last 2 years. And really nasty accusations, scary accusations, where if you believed what you were reading, you'd think, oh my. I mean, you know, this is so domestically, it played to this audience of I'm a strong man, and these, you know, you're not going to be able, even if we're a NATO ally, you're not going to be a threat to us. At the same time, there's some pragmatism here, I think more so than in Iran, more so than some of the other countries, more so than even like a North Korea that we have to deal with. And with the economic pressure, I think this probably changed everything in how Turkey is responding, Harry. I mean, they've got to be, they're already dealing with a lot of economic pressure, and now they've got a threat from the most powerful a threat followed through on by the most powerful economy in the world.
Absolutely. So Erdogan faces a difficult balancing act. On one hand, he has illusions of grandeur.
Yep.
And so, for instance, the Wall Street Journal refers to him as the Sultan, the Sultan of Turkey. And so he's obsessed with the Ottoman past of Turkey. So he's engaged in a massive spending campaign designed to increase the number of mosques, lots of projects such as the canal project that are hugely expensive and financed by foreign debt. On the other hand, there's a pragmatic side to Erdogan and his government. They understand that their economy is under threat. Much of the massive debt held by the Turks comes due in 2019. And so many analysts have already pulled their money out of Turkey. And so if Turkey fails to respond appropriately to pressure from the United States, then Erdogan and the Turkish economy are likely to slide downward, and this will indeed place pressure on Erdogan and his administration. So he has to balance all of these things, and one of the things that would help him a lot, I think, is simply releasing an American hostage, and so he needs to do that expeditiously for his own sake and for his country's sake.
Bob's calling in from Arkansas on line one. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you. The whole time I'm thinking to myself, I really appreciate all the information that's being delivered to us. It's important. My question is, or my thought is, the United States on a national level is doing everything they can financially to have an impact, a negative impact on Turkey for the release. What about on the public side? Is there anything the public?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, Bob, but I think, you know, saying as individuals, and I know you were going to get to, should we, you know, halt tourism? Listen, the U.S. has basically said, be cautious, be worried because of arbitrary detention. So in a sense, the U.S. State Department, I was there a few years ago, but it's a very different warning, and it's not isolated. They're saying, you know, worry if you're an American about arbitrarily being picked up off the street and imprisoned. So we have sent that message to individual citizens. If you look that up before you travel, obviously, if you're a business traveler, you've got the, you know, there's a lot of economic, because it's a NATO ally. I mean, it's not a country, it's not Iran. So there are individuals that are having to travel back and forth. I remember when I was there, we flew in on Turkish Airways. They do a lot of advertising in the U.S. with even U.S. celebrities, people know. And it's changed. I mean, it has changed significantly. The hope, though, is that we will all be able to, if you'd like to, go back to Turkey for whether it's for tourism, whether it's for business, whether it's for both. I remember we were there. We were hoping to go back to see the coast more, which is on the Mediterranean. And Europeans, you know, a lot of Western Europeans use this as a major place to travel to for vacations. This has brought up a lot of concerns there as well. But the hope is that you can return to where you were a few years ago. Erdogan's probably not going anywhere, but to at least be a place where you can know that as an American, you are relatively safe in the sense that you can travel there and know that if you don't do something actually criminal, actually illegal, that you're not going to get picked up off the street and detained and then being accused of Christianization. And that's what Jeff's calling in about. Final call of the day. Jeff calling in from Florida Online 4. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for doing this. I just don't understand how the government can come against the president with no burden. They don't have to have a burden of proof for any crime. It seems like they're trying to trap him for something that didn't happen. Yeah. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. And every American should be scared to death of that kind of power.
Yeah, I mean, there's no separation of power there anymore. There's no, you don't have independent judiciary. You have lots of arbitrary detention, not just of Americans, not just of those who worked at our embassy who are Turkish, but of, you know, Turkish journalists, Turkish judges who were independent, Turkish prosecutors who were independent, military leaders, which were always kind of a check on individual leaders in Turkey. Everything has changed. So it is arbitrary detention if you're an American. It's also plenty of that if you are Turkish. And that has been the change. Some of those are powers that have been given, by the way, in constitutional referendums that have been voted on by the Turkish people. To give that power to the executive. We'll keep you updated. Go to aclj.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We will talk to you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online aclj.org.